WBUR Common Health blog contributor Karen Weintraub is here with us. And Karen, I have to notice that you're looking a little drawn, a little pale.
Thanks.
Is everything okay?
Appreciate that. Yes, doing fine. Thanks for asking.
But you're doing a little experiment with your health.
Yes, with myself. So I wrote a story in today's Boston Globe about intermittent fasting, which taking a break from meals for a while. And I decided I couldn't write about it without trying it myself, as many of the researchers do. And so I have been skipping, not entirely fasting, because that's not what they do to the mice, but eating low calories 2 to 3 days a week.
And how do you feel?
500. I thought I was doing okay till you said that.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's radio. I shouldn't have even said anything.
Thank you.
So what does it do in mice?
So it appears to help mice avoid some of the dangers of aging. One of the lead researchers is looking at Alzheimer's prevention. That where all this comes from is caloric restriction. It's been known since the 1930s that people who don't eat very much live longer. Well, sorry, I should say mice and yeast and worms and some chimps. But it's never
been tested. People too.
Yes, exactly. It's never been tested in people. And some of the chimps seem to die of other reasons, so they actually didn't live all that much longer. So nobody really knows. But there seem to be some health benefits, and that's what these guys are trying to recapitulate, but in an easier form, thinking it's easier to fast 2 days a week than seven.
The two researchers that were in your piece that are looking at this in mice, Walter Longo and Mark Mattson at NIH, they're keeping a similar diet as they're working on the rodents.
Right. So they both eat one meal a day, so they fast 23 hours out of the day. And they both do dinner. They say for women, probably it's easier to eat in the morning instead of at night.
For
but
women?
They don't really know why. Yeah. Well, they've said another guy, Wolfram Tetzler, who I also quote, Tetzloff, says that he's found that women can't go without food early in the day. He doesn't know why. But they do drink. They drink a lot of water, and Mattson swears by green tea also. So don't dehydrate yourself if you're going to try this.
You interviewed Dr. Mattson in person. How did he look?
Well, I've never seen him before, so I don't know what he normally looks like. He was a little pale, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was just being at a science conference.
He interestingly, this was the part of your article that really jumped out at me. He told you that brief fasts enhance certain aspects of cognitive function. That is certainly not my experience. If I try to do the show without having had something before, I get, well, what was I going to say?
What he said is it enhances, you really can find food very quickly if you're hungry. You can't necessarily do a radio show better than you could otherwise.
Is how I get the food, though.
Yeah, well, that's your problem. But maybe on weekends, if you want to live longer. What he does, and somebody else said to me that his patients, a local doc said that his patients couldn't do it because they're laborers. They clean houses, they paint walls, and they could never fast like this. It's worked for this guy, so maybe we're all different in that way. I don't know.
So devotees of this program will know that I have this weird thing about me, which is that I'm a fan of professional bodybuilding.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask.
Thanks for
but,
sharing.
Yeah. What I know from that is that, like, this is the exact opposite of the way that pro bodybuilders eat. They eat six or seven tiny meals every day, like 2 or 3 hours every day, like clockwork. And when they compete at like 2 to 3% body fat. That's when you start to look like a walking anatomy chart. So, I mean, it seems to be working for them. Why would this work?
Right. And that's true for all athletes, I think, that they're generally told. And most nutritionists will tell you that also. But it seems to be that there is this effect, again, still in mice, but this counter-aging effect that goes on without constant food.
What about weight loss?
They don't see a lot of weight loss. What tends to happen if you fast is you compensate some. You sort of say, oh, I didn't eat yesterday, so I can have that chocolate cake today. So there's not a lot of weight loss. The goal is not weight loss.
Okay. But weight loss could be an ancillary effect.
It could be, and one hopes that it will be, but I suppose. But it hasn't. They're not looking at that specifically.
And you ran all this by the chief of nutrition of the nutrition lab at Beth Israel. What did he say?
He said it's plausible. It makes some sense that this would work to extend life, to reduce some of the symptoms of aging like cancer and Alzheimer's. But there's no solid evidence yet. And he said don't use it as a diet. It doesn't work as a diet, fasting.
And just to remind everybody before we conclude here, we're talking about mice.
We are so far, for the most part, talking about mice, yes.
Okay. Karen Weintraub's article is called Taking a Break from Eating. It's on the cover of the Globe's G section today. Check it out. There's a link at radioboston.org. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you.